you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It was on this date in 1985. You might remember where you were during Live Aid.
I do. I wasn't there. I had a chance to go. It's only a couple hours away. But I had some friends that went. I never went.
Philly?
I remember we were in my apartment watching it on TV all the time, though.
It was in Philly?
Yeah, it was in Philly. Philly and London.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember where I was.
Yeah.
I just got back. I was doing some rodeo.
It was one of those stupid things where somebody was going down. I said,
That's a true
story. We're all
going
to go down. You want to go? man, I don't know.
2 hours? Right. Who wants to drive
well,
2 hours?
Well, you know.
Who wants to see Mick Jagger, David Bowie, Bob Dylan?
Well, it was. I was 24, and it was just we were partying anyway that weekend. It wasn't like it was all on TV, MTV.
It was all on TV. Those things were prevalent at the time.
Oh, my God. I'd been to a bunch of major shows in Philly with 7 or 8 bands. Now, granted, this is Live Aid. In historical perspective, yeah, but I saw a bunch of those kind of shows. So I'd been to a bunch of them.
Right.
And they were available all the time.
This was another one.
Another one. At the time, it was another one.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
It may have been the biggest one.
And by the way, it was on TV.
Yes.
I went to weren't on TV.
You know? Yeah.
I watched in a bar in Cheney, Washington, and my back hurt because I had to tackle a calf and try to tie him.
Whoa.
Bad radio station stunts?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Was it fun?
No, because I hurt myself.
But aside from that, would you have tried it again?
I would have if they would have given me like a little practice and tell me how to be able to hog tie the calf.
Right.
Last night.
Oh, they just threw you in there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
And they gave me no instruction, you know, what is the proper technique to take down a calf and tie him upright?
You didn't come here to wrestle, did you? That's the calf said.
they thought you were a natural.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
that's not fair of them.
He's from North Dakota. He's wrestled calves.
He's got
I guarantee that. He's got that.
He's got it.
It's not fair of them.
Yeah, because that's a skill. You got to be a good cowboy. Well, first of all, the cowboy would rope the calf for you, and then it was my job to take down the calf and tie him up. And they're really fast.
Yeah.
They do it really fast, and they do it correctly. They tie the right knot, but they didn't give me any instruction at all. So all I did was hurt myself. You know, you're supposed to lift with your legs. No, I lifted with my back.
And you're young, too. You imagine doing that now?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, no.
I wouldn't do that now.
No. Great, Todd. I'm trying to sell that. Todd and Tyler are going to wrestle calves this weekend. Some farm show thing in town. Oh, it's great. You guys be great. Shut up.
Man, you know, had I done it right, that might have been something I wanted to get better at.
Yeah,
I would have improved at it. But, you know, since it sucked the first time, I had no desire to pursue any kind of rodeo.
Calf wrestling.
That's probably all right.
Yeah.
But that happened that way.
Yeah.
Probably good.
I don't think most of us start.
Probably good.
And I don't think that's the age you start calf wrestling.
No. No, you got to start as a kid.
Yeah.
Mutton busting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, pig wrestling.
Always busted a few muttons before, but that was in private.
So I'm busting the mutton last night.
If you'd end up going
I mean banging a sheep. I mean banging a sheep, actually. That's what I mean by that. I'm riding it, but it ain't going anywhere. That's how I mutton bust. All right, that stuck to the table. we got the butt. I don't know.
What?
We went from Live Aid to banging sheep, and I don't know how that happened, but move on. Craig, where were you in 85?
I have
doing
no
Live Aid. You don't remember.
No, You were
high and drunk. I guarantee that. You were high and drunk.
Right.
I was at least drunk.
I was definitely drunk that weekend and probably high.
I didn't see
there
it.
There was a chance.
Oh,
of that.
Yeah. It was 85. It was a good summer.
At the bar.
Good summer.
In Cheney, Washington.
Good summer.
Home of Eastern Washington University.
Right.
I've got no idea.
The Mutton Busters.
Yeah. No, we're not doing the Todd and Tyler calf roping at the Pauly Shore Barn Show.
Oh, man. That was your call?
That yes.
Ain't happening.
Oh, yeah.
2 or 3 calls just now.
You guys are in the middle of nowhere. Why don't you do that barn show? Shut up, Wheeze.
Yeah. Pauly would probably expect us to rope some calves.
Right.
Hmm. What else are you going to do in a barn?
That is such a loaded question. Yeah.
I got a list over here.
Ain't none of them good.
No. You just showed me a horrible photo of about 17 women.
Yes, they did.
They're all little mug shots of women.
Well,
and it's only horrible because of what they do for a living. I mean, they're just normally old Asian women. I'm guessing the youngest one might be in her 40s, but the rest of them are not.
There were some younger ones, but many of them were not.
Yeah. This is not what my YouPorn streams.
Right. Out of Texas, a woman pleaded guilty to charges related to a sex trafficking investigation. It's basically a massage parlor.
Asian massage parlor.
Massage parlor that authorities say was a brothel. A 64-year-old woman, Connie Sue Moser, was engaged in a prostitution enterprise at the Dollhouse as an owner. She hired women to perform on clients. Employees posted ad on Backpage.com to obtain customers for a body rub at the Dollhouse, but in reality, customers would pay for and receive commercial sex, as it says in the court documents.
I know people are horny, but if you're going to pay, find something that's hot.
All right, I just put up a link so you can see all 15 of these women.
Yeah, you got to see the link.
48 to 73 is the age range they give in this article.
I thought the youngest might be only in
her 40s. Greg showed us a picture of about, what were there, 16, 20
looked like
of them?
Yeah, it looked like an expanded Brady Bunch photo.
There's bunch 15 in that photo.
Right. See, but a lot of times what they'll do on the back page is put a picture of a couple of hot chicks. Don't even exist.
But this is a massage parlor, though. So you're going into this place knowing who's working there, right?
I suppose
so. I would say, is there anybody new here, like in their 20s? Like, any of you guys have a kid yet?
Parlor clients paid an initial fee to the spa manager and a female employee, then took clients to a room where the commercial sex acts would occur. Employees got a tip once the act was performed, and the employee paid a portion to the Dollhouse each day.
You got to look at the photos of these women.
The guys went in there, and they figured, I'd really like better, but what the hell?
Well, if it's full-on sex, I'm not... This is full-on sex, right? Or is this actually just the happies?
Whatever commercial sex is.
Whatever you want, I imagine.
Well, the happy, maybe. But even then, don't look at me.
Yeah, it doesn't say what they did.
Massage parlor. Probably a lot of happies. Especially the 73-year-old.
They may have thrown in a so, Tom.
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. You think that's what you're going to go for.
We were, well, off the air, we were trying to pick, if we had to, which one?
So you could play the same game.
Me and Craig picked one, Puss picked another one, but they were even low bars. And then we decided what we do to the other ones, which is wasn't really a cool conversation.
Did you put the photo up?
If you're a human being, you shouldn't have had to listen to that conversation.
That way everybody can play the game.
Yeah, everybody can play the game.
So,
Tom.
Yeah.
Just make it legal, man. See, I'm comparing them because, we follow the Bunny Ranch. And various girls that work at the Bunny Ranch follow us on Twitter, too. So you'll see new this weekend and shows this woman's just in working at the Bunny Ranch full time or in for the weekend. And they are all not those Asian girls. They're all good looking.
Well, one of the things that people want us to change about ourselves, economists, or I shouldn't say economists, but some money people want us to change about ourselves
is what?
Make sure you point out
never,
that
never use cash.
That wasn't the leaderboard at the U.S. Open, the LPGA Open.
It was the senior LPGA Open.
That was Chicks in the Massage
Parlor.
The senior
LPGA Open or Chicks in Massage Parlor, you guess.
The Champions Tour of the LPGA.
Yeah, it was.
Or you could mix in a few golfers and people have...
They're all over 50 except for the one 48-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd have to guess who's the golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Golfer or masseuse? Or is it masseur?
No, championship.
No, masseuse.
The Legends Tour or a masseuse, you guess. Because you're right, there are no young Asian golfers in there. So they want us what?
So, you know, one of the arguments that people have is that we should be a cashless society.
We pretty much are, aren't we?
No, not at all.
I don't use cash all that often. But
no,
yeah.
My wife and I went out Saturday. I knew I'd be spending my big tabs and bars would be my credit card. But I went out and made sure I had a bunch of cash in my pocket so I could just, here's 10 bucks for that beer, blah, blah, blah. There's still, if you're in a bar situation, cash is king.
And sometimes
unless I'm having a tab, then I'll give him the card, you know.
The most frequently used method of payment.
It's probably card still.
32% of
card.
Transactions.
Debit card. Or cash.
Is cash.
Yeah. So we're not going to be cashless, not in our lifetime.
No.
Debit at 27%, credit at 21%, and then your electronic, your Apple Pay, your PayPal, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's 11% of the transactions. Checks are 6% of the transactions.
You should be punching the back of the head. I saw a guy with a check at a Target recently. I'm thinking, come on, dude.
And then other is 3%.
What's other?
Bitcoin.
I imagine
trade.
Something that is one of the options.
Old lady
of other.
Asian barter.
That is one of the options of other is
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin or some sort of
barter, like spices.
Okay.
Yeah.
4 slaughtered goats on the front porch.
That'd be barter.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be trade. Yeah, but you're trading for someone's daughter usually in that situation.
And I want a live goat, by the way, if you're thinking about trading.
Whatever you need, man.
Right.
You want to kill it yourself?
No. Well, you ain't
slowly.
Gonna kill it.
Made a transaction.
Emotionally, it'll be dead.
Slowly. Right. Oh, yeah. It'll be soulless within a day.
The guy would only take cash or checks. This is the guy that comes and sharpens your knives. He goes to your local grocery store.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this guy?
Well, you know, nowadays, the credit card thing on your phone, everybody can get that.
I know, but he doesn't have that. It's just cash or checks. And I love...
Why would he take checks, man?
I don't know.
They bounce all the time.
Because then they don't have to pay that fee.
I know, but they bounce,
that
man.
Per transaction fee. But I love walking into the grocery store with my axe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Usually they tell you to put it in a box.
You're like somebody doesn't shoot you.
Some kind of a duffel bag. Well, he's right up front.
Oh, good.
So you're not walking through the entire store. But the first year I did this, I had...
Walking like Jack
Nicholson. Remember that machete you bought?
Yes.
Yeah. During the Britney Spears, transaction, you ended up giving that to me for camping. So I had a machete, an axe, a couple of hatchets, a bunch of knives, and I looked like the Randall Tex Cobb character from Raising Arizona.
All right, yeah.
Walking into the grocery store.
The zombies is coming. I got to be ready.
But, yeah, that's why a lot of places take checks and not cards, because they don't want to pay that transaction fee.
And to be fair, I think you paid for all that crap that you sent me out to buy, so it was your machete to start with.
Yeah.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Office in Florida says that an officer found a blue Cookie Monster doll during a traffic stop. Thought it felt a little heavy, so he cut a slit in the doll, and 314 grams of cocaine was stashed inside.
Thank you, God. Of course, he was a cop, though, right?
There were 400 grams of cocaine stashed inside. The reports say 314.
So, somebody's missing...
he slashed the throat?
Yeah, not exactly. Really, no.
I found a little bit of cocaine in this.
The deputy initially stopped the car because the license plate was shrouded and the windows were tinted so dark he could not see inside. That is why
this person got
pulled over.
Right.
The license plate was shrouded. The windows tinted so dark he could not see inside. Man charged with trafficking cocaine.
Don't mess with your vag plate, by the way.
And once again, let us say, always follow the rules when you're breaking the law.
I did. I drove a little, about a month or so without a license once because I'd lost it because of stupid speeding tickets. Didn't tell anybody.
Yes.
I stopped at every red light, every stop sign, speed limit. I was the best driver in the world for a month.
You followed all the rules while you were breaking the law.
Completely. And I was such a freak about it.
Made sure your brake lights were.
Before I got my car.
Your
every
turn
time,
indicators.
Every time.
And how much did you sweat every time a cop pulled behind you?
Well, it was a situation where I didn't drive much. It was to work and back, and I was dating somebody who drove other places. So I really was not, but it's still, it was a 30-mile drive to my work back in those days. I sweat all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you
now, granted, I wasn't going to go to jail, but I would have been in trouble, you know. I mean, it wasn't like I was at drugs in the car.
You didn't need the hassle.
I need the hassle. No, but I stopped at every red light, every stop sign, speed limit. I mean, I just did, if I saw a cop, I would do six and, I mean, whatever, three and nine, whatever it is, on the steering wheel. I would do everything.
Make sure your license plates are not expired.
But if you got a Cookie Monster doll full of Coke, man.
Follow the rules. Obey all rules.
Yeah, when you're busting the law, exactly.
Yes.
Right.
When you're breaking the law, obey all rules.
If the traffic light says no right turn, you don't make a right turn.
Don't turn right.
You wait for it to turn green.